Meanwhile, you're off starting other businesses, aren't you?
Yeah, from time to time, and not for my benefit either. I've lost a lot of money, and I should have just paid attention quicker.
Were you in the oil and gas business?
Yes. I started a company called Hurricane Trading Company. We were in that about 5 years, bought and sold crude oil, did very well in it, and then got out of it, closed it down when the market changed. Started another company called Gas Energy Development Company, which was buying and selling natural gas. We did not do as well in that one as we did in the first one, but we didn't lose anything. I'd take interest in wells from time to time, but nothing big. I did not consider myself an oily, okay?
Right. Another business was a day school incorporated?
My second wife was in the daycare center business, and the first one, she bought that business with me as a partner from her brother. I was in it with her for 12 years.
Here we're sitting on the floor of Leaders Life Insurance Company, which
yes.
is your very viable business right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting deal. I started that when I was 56 years old. And I read the biography of Ray Kroc, the guy that started McDonald's. He was 56 years old when he started McDonald's. I was 56, had gotten a divorce, just sitting around. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to try to have an insurance company instead of an agency. This is an agency here, the Holmes Organization is. So I went out and I raised $1 million from friends of mine. The first guy was Fulton Collins. He listened to me for 20 minutes and wrote me a check for $100,000. I raised $1 million and then ultimately the next year or two I had to raise another million. But started that thing, didn't have enough money, didn't know anything about the business.
The business of life insurance?
Yeah, it's a particular kind of life insurance.
Oh.
And it was a specialty product. We made it. It's grown too slowly, as far as I'm concerned. But for many years, it made some money. It did not make any money last year for the first time in maybe 10 or 12 years. But it's still viable and has value.
There's another company, American Institute of Medical Technology.
Yeah, a friend of mine called me one day and said, hey, I've got a guy in town I want you to meet. So this guy comes in, they're from India. He came in with this idea of starting a school to train medical technologists, specifically ultrasound technologists originally. I didn't really want to do it very bad, but I'm pretty entrepreneurial, and it looked like an opportunity. It's the right business. When you talk about getting in the medical business, as much as it's expanding, taking more and more of our money every year, you know, it offered me a way into that business. So we've done that. We've been around about 7 or 8 years. It's been very difficult. I don't know whether ultimately it's going to make it or not, but it's still alive.
And then National Occupational Health Services.
Yeah. A friend of mine sold his wholesale grocery business and was talking to me, looking for something. Another friend of mine owned a piece of a drug testing company owned by a doctor who died, and they wanted to sell that thing. I said, well, let's go see these guys and see if we can make a deal, which we did do, and we took over their existing business. We were completely ignorant, didn't know anything about it, but my partner is Brad Petty, part of the Petty family that has a store in Utica Square. He is a super businessman. He learned that business. We've now morphed it into an industrial medicine clinic to handle workman's comp claims, industrial claims, in addition to the testing that we do. And it's doing very well now.
You were just a born businessman, weren't you? I mean, you say you didn't take any knowledge from TU, but there's an instinct that some people are born with.
There's no doubt that I have instincts of a small businessman. I never think of building a business as big as Quick Trip. That evolved over 50-some-odd years, you know.
Right.
Started out very small, one store. I call myself a small businessman. I have good instincts for doing those kinds of things. Now, having said that, doesn't mean I haven't lost.
Have you ever gone broke, as we say?
Yeah, sort of.
Have you had to sell everything off, homes and cars?
No, I've never had to do that. I had to sell a house in Aspen, and I had to sell my best painting that I ever owned, both for a lot of money. But I told the bankers, the people involved, where I had debt, I said, look, if you'll leave me alone in the Holmes Organization, I can pay all the interest that I need to and eventually be able to pay off the principal. They always left me alone, and I did what I said I would do over a protracted period of time. But it didn't go quick. When all the banks went broke because of Penn Square Bank
in Oklahoma City,
the insurance agency lost a lot of money. We wrote off $400,000 in 1 year of drilling contractors who could not pay their insurance bill. But we stayed in business. But the next year, I got a divorce. So I had a lot of debt. I was a land speculator. I couldn't sell the land I owned for any price. I was caught. But I went to see the banks and told them what I was doing, and I would work my way through them. It took me to pay off my first wife and the banks 14 years of just pecking away at it and finally got that done.
But you had this Holmes organization, and so the bank said, as long as you have that business.
And it was growing.
Right.
That and some other deals that were good deals allowed me to pay them off.